the book Hebrews, part 332. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book What Is Your God's Name? Also part of the study that you are currently busy with, What Is Your God's Name? It's a thick A5 book with all the relevant information to understand where the names, the name Yahweh, Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh comes from, and how did it land up into our 1611 King James Bible. Should you be interested, you can contact me at the WhatsApp number, it's +27 international code for South Africa, and the number is 0722 367 124. Just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. Consecutive, all small letters, as you can see right on the top here. This is the first time that you are about to participate in a study. You are so very welcome. We're always so glad when there's new people that joins up. Go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Share this link to your friends and family, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We are currently busy with Hebrews 13, verse 2. It says, the scripture, I just want to see something quickly here. Yes, it says brotherly love. I just want to make dead sure. I don't want to skip a verse. Yesterday we spoke about the brotherly love. Now it says this morning in Hebrews 13 verse 2, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Now, what does this mean? When we read it, it seems like every stranger we must take for a meal and we must sit and have a conversation with and spend time with, which is not always possible, because life, especially when you are in business and when you're busy, when you're working for somebody, there's certain ways, certain things must happen. But the scripture says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, meaning that we should schedule our time, that when the opening is there to testify to a stranger, this is what it actually means. To be a testimony unto somebody who's a stranger. Sometimes Yahweh, our Father, on supernatural ways, He will just open a situation where we just have the opportunity to share the living gospel with somebody. Tell somebody about the names. Share the revelation names. Share the revelation gospel. And if we look around us and we take note, we will be amazed how many times a day Father, our Elohim, will just open situations and create moments where we can be a testimony unto a lost world. And this is what it means here. We must not, when the opportunity is there, we must not let it go past. Not to entertain the stranger in so many words, but to minister unto them the salvation word. Minister to them about the revelation grace of Yahushua. Minister to them about the power in the revelation names of Yahushua, Yahweh Elohim and the Ruach HaKodesh. Explain to them where that it came from. that in the ancient Hebrew Bibles it was impossible for the name Lord to be there. Impossible. The name Lord was never there. The name God was never there in to say that God. Not such. God is a Greek word that was only translated into the LX. The LXX in the second century. So we must understand that the name Lord couldn't have been there, because the Lord name Lord only came to existence in the 13th century, where they used the word Kyrios and Theos, the Latin Theos, to produce the word Lord. All capital letters. So when Moses speaks unto the Lord, it's impossible. Couldn't have been there. His name was never Lord. So we need to understand how did certain names appeared into the 1611 King James Bible. Some of them were through translations, and other happened through reviews. And this is the dangerous thing, is the reviewing of a Bible. Whenever there's reviewing, they change certain words to run parallel with the time that we are living in. So if they would, were review the 1611 King James Bible today, we will find a lot of words is going to be different to what we are used to in the 1611 King James. Why? Because they say certain terminology and words is no more relevant in the time that we are living in for our young people, and that's why I hate reviews of Bibles, because that is where Satan gets hold. And you must understand, it's not always that the people that does the reviewing are born again even. A lot of these are Freemasons. Freemasons that doesn't even have a clue about the love of Yahushua, but they partake in reviewing of Bibles. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, that we understand, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. An angel can come in any form. The angel can come in any form. And that's why we must be aware the way that we speak to certain people, especially those that's in need. And this is where we must have the spirit of discerning, so that you can immediately let the spirit discern this person, open him up or her up. You will sit in your car and somebody will knock at you. You sit at the shopping center, your wife is in the shopping center, the guy will knock at the door or on the window. You will open the window and you will say, "Sir, give me 5 rand for bread," or whatever. The first thing I do is I smell. If I smell liquor or I smell spirits, because a lot of them is sucking spirits, I won't give any money. I will rather go and buy him something to eat and give him food than give him money. Because if he smells like liquor and he's asking for money for bread, where did you got the liquor from? The previous guy gave him money for bread and he bought liquor. So we need to obtain the spirit of discernment. And sometimes it can happen that it might be an angel standing at your window. I always say, when I see a lot of people, a lot of time in my life, when I see people, I see myself without the grace of Yahushua. Most probably in the same situation. You must remember that it's not out of our good deeds that we do. It's not about who we are, or the title or the position that you have in life. It's grace. We are what we are because of Yahushua's grace. The fact that He came and revealed Himself unto us through the Ruach HaKodesh and the revelation word, the supernatural revelation word. It's not our own doing. Instead, when this gospel of the revelation, super revelation names came to me, I didn't want to have nothing to do with it. Pastor Rico, my wife, she did. And when Untai sent me his Bible, I want to tear it up. But Pastor Rico took it. And I'm so glad she did. Otherwise, I would have missed it totally. And that's why I feel with people who does not see this gospel that we preach of the ancient, the most ancient gospel in the revelation name of Yahushua. I feel for them when they don't see and acknowledge it immediately. Why? Because I've been there. Not wanted to turn my back on that which I was taught since I was 11 years old. And we are so privileged that Father Yahweh, through the Ruach HaKodesh and the blood of Yahushua, had mercy on me. I'm talking about myself. Giving me a chance to find myself in the revelation word and in the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. If it wasn't for that, and the fact that I had a wife that loves the word of Yahweh Almighty, I would have never have made it. So he says, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. We need to be cautious, not just to chase people away. But sometimes we need to look at them and understand them in order to find them, in order to be in the position to assist them. And we can assist in many, many ways. Sometimes by just asking, can I share a prayer with you? It's not always the money, but it's also to share a prayer with them. We need to be very fearful not to chase a blessing away, because the Bible says, but you do to the least of my children, you are doing to me. Now what did I mean by not chase, just meant by chasing my blessings away? That guy that knocks on your door might be a blessing that Yahweh sent to you and to me. And it's not always what the person is wearing or where he lives that matters, but that what is within the person, that which he or she is shining out. We are so grateful for the chances that we have in life, that Jaffa is blessing us with. Yeah, life has treated us also rough and roughly in some ways through these years. Being in business for 46 years or something, we went through ups and downs. It happens. No business just runs like that. It's impossible. But with every uphill, and this morning I want to encourage you, with every uphill, there's a downhill. Hallelujah. And that's when we go down, we build ourselves in the spirit, in the ruach. So when the next uphill comes, that we have the momentum to just float it up. You know, and the word says that Father will not allow anything in our lives if we are not able to handle it. And I'm closing with a scripture that says that you as earthly fathers know when your child is asking for bread, he will not give him a snake or a scorpion or a brick. How more ever your Father will do unto you. So as a child this morning, we have the right to ask more than bread. So tomorrow morning, this Father's will, Maranatha. Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.